Blog Talk Radio.
Take me back to November. Take me back to November. Hawaiian shirts in the winter, cold water, yeah, take me back to November. So, we go back to November. Shirts in the winter, day of thoughts, and I'll take me back to November. What if who that boy is rhetorical when this shit is over? What if I'm hustling backwards? What if my accountant ain't paying my taxes, filling his pockets, and IRS show up asking me questions I couldn't answer because I was too busy on the class? What if my music too weird for the masses, and I'm holding no for two? My day one is turning 3-4s because the track 7. What if I get stuck?
Hello, we're back again. Episode, what is this, 4, I believe? And today we're talking about big topic for me. Well, not maybe as big as the recent was, but I just feel something this needs to be spoke on, and it's on based on communication. Communication is like a really big key for me. A lot of people seem to lack communication skills because I just feel like, I don't know, everyone's taught communication, but today it's just like everybody lacks at it, and the real like main part about lacking that communication, I just want to talk up on it. So let's just talk about simple parenting on start off with parenting. Communication starts here, and that's somewhere you can really start from. So I'll give me a second. So basically on parenting, it's just like it really can come from a long paraphrase of how you were raised, your children, or how your parents were raised, because your parent could be raised a different way than they're trying to raise you. So it's nothing's going to be the same for them. So it all comes from that, and your parents can teach you how to talk back to them instead of nodding your head, saying yes and not yeah, and anything else above that. And it teach you your manners outside of school and really the way you're growing up. And you really sit there and you listen to yourself say, like, all right, so when somebody asks me a question, I respond in a mannerable tone instead of getting into being disrespectful and saying other things that you don't need to say. You need to be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, yes or no. And it's simple. So then you get like other parents who don't teach their kids any kind of manner. So they go out and speak how they want to and don't have proper English because they don't care about how their children grow up. And I'm just sitting there like, what's the point of doing that? And you can really sit here and teach your children the way they're growing up. And it could be a lot better than other people was expecting to be. Just like, I know my mother, she taught me well to be respectful to everyone, so I try my best to be respectful. And it's just like parenting is really like big because that goes a long way. And it's like whatever you leave outside, you come home, you take your shoes off, and you don't want to leave anything that happened outside the house and where you sleep, put your head down. And I really take that. And going on about communication, like, it's kind of crazy because I was talking about parenting and it's just like hit me in my head, like marriage, like that has a lot to do with communication. And there's a lot of people getting married and not understanding the fact that marriage is the biggest communication that there is when it comes to a man and a woman, because two kids can't get married. It might be fun, but knowing that, it'll just be something short unless they're really into each other and they hear about those couples who've been together for 30, 40 years, you're just like, wow, when you guys start dating in high school, like, yeah. And it's just simple, like that stuff works because always had a communication for them. There was a strive. They were thriving to do better for one each other. They're going to watch each other grow. So then when you look at it, your marriages, like in this generation society, it doesn't make you see how a real relationship is supposed to be and how a married couple supposed to act. Like, how is a married couple supposed to act? Like, you ask yourself that, like, that comes from communicating. One person, this is where the ultimate test begins, where you're able to say, hey, basically, I don't like the way you're doing this. So is there a way we can, like, communicate how this could be better? And that's when you communicate doing this that helps your relationship last longer. And then think about being in a relationship first, then getting married is second, because that's how your relationship is going to build off of. And then you got those marriages who everybody thinks they're going to get married and be together forever, and you guys not even together for a year, 2 years maybe, and then it's like I'm thinking of the word, I can't think of it. Temptation. Like, there's always temptation in every relationship, and that's just how you decide how you're going to deal with it, because you can always say that one night is not worth my whole life. Stick that in your head, and it's well worth it, because just because you've seen the new guy, new girl, and they're very attractive, and you're just like, man, maybe I should. In your head said, no, you shouldn't, because the person you go home to every day wouldn't, they'll feel disrespected, and that's jeopardizing everything that you, you're burning your own empire down, like you're trying to burn a bridge down that knowing you need to cross every day to get back home. So it's just like, yeah, let's not do that. And then it's just like, it's crazy how there's a 70% divorce rate now, like in this last couple of years, and it's just like 70%. So it's like, what are we doing wrong? So something's lacking here, and most of the time it's communication. Like, everybody wants to be in love so bad. Like, why do you want to be in love? Let's find out who we are first. Like, ask me questions. Be the person who I thought you were going to be. Like, our growth from that. Like, teach me something new. Like, every day you need to learn something new, because if you didn't learn anything new, that was basically the day. So then going, there's just like, then back to it. Like, that's going back to it. Raise your children correct. Communicate and respect them. And if you can't respect them, then you're going to be like, all right, so what's the point? Like, you got to raise your children and stop trying to do everything. Like, sometimes you got to come to a point where you got to stop this, go do this, because after you have children, you need to relax yourself and try to figure out what's best for you and your children. And there's, that means you got to sacrifice something, and sacrifice comes a long way with a lot of things. If you can't sacrifice anything, then there's really nothing that you have. And then it's just that goes a long way. And I can continue to talk about this, but I'm going to actually talk about answering and listening, because I feel that this is one of the biggest communication problems we have today. And when I say listening and answering, you're basically, some people just talk to talk or talk to hear their own voice. But when it comes to responding, it's in one ear and right the other. So I can ask a simple question and they'll reply with their own answer. And you're just like, I didn't ask that. You're going overboard. It's like, maybe you should just try listening to me and see what I have to say before you start talking. Because I know I got into an incident last night where I was just asking a simple question. And I said, how come you're upset? Like, what makes you upset? Then the girl, she just really went off on me. And I'm just sitting there like, you went off on me because I asked a question. But sometimes you need to think about what's going on with their brain, because it's not the same as mine. So I can't do this. Be as open-minded to someone else. But then later down, they're going to be like, oh, man, maybe I went a little overboard. He just asked me a simple question. Sometimes I got to tell myself I shouldn't be doing this as well. But sometimes I do like to speak my mind, especially everyone who knows me. I speak my mind. That's why I do this now. So basically, back to listening and answering, it's just like you can have your friends who you can speak to about anything. Then you start to pay attention a little, like the way they're talking to you. Then you just start talking back. Now it's just like the conversation is all over the place. So you're just like, wait a minute. I didn't come here to talk about this. We're talking about trying to help me. Now all of a sudden we're talking about football, because you're like, you're distracted. And like, you shouldn't get distracted when somebody's talking to you and they really need help, because some people don't understand the fact that when they need help, they're going to come to somebody close to them. Somebody's not going to judge them for anything, just in case like something goes wrong. And they just want you to know that they came to you for help. So if anything, like, it was the best thing, their best bet. And coming to parenting, it's like, this all goes back to parenting either way, because your parents do teach you to communicate with one another. That's just like saying you got something going on with your parent and you really want them to know what's going on, but you don't know how to speak to them because they didn't teach you very well communication. So you're hiding secrets, and you should never have to hide a secret from your parent. Sometimes you do, because we're all not open about everything with our parents, but there's some of us who are. Then that still comes back to listening and answering. And where this goes and where it comes from is just like people lack of interest. That's how I feel. Like, when you're speaking to someone, you're just like, okay, what are you talking about? I don't even care anymore. So I'm going to talk about something else now. Or even if you say, oh, well, we're about to go play football at the park, they'd be like, I play football at all the parks. So I didn't say that. I said, all right, like, I'm going to go play football at the park. Really didn't really explain anything, but if you get what I'm saying, I shouldn't have to explain less. But that's like, oh, maybe I should explain more details because not everybody gets it. So maybe I should say, we're about to go play football at the park at around 1:30. Do you want to come through or bring a couple of people if you want? Like, however you want to take it. We can make sure like the communication is there. And it can get a little deeper in detail, because the fact that when you're listening, you can be listening to everything but not catch every detail. So you just start talking and missing subjects and missing main things that you missed that he, that person was trying to talk about. So when actually you really listen to them and they're really trying to get something off their chest, now you're just like saying things that you shouldn't be saying. And that could be the biggest problem today, because people say things that they don't mean to say because they weren't really listening. So I try to tell myself maybe I should speak slowly and just listen to myself in general, and then say, hey, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Talk to myself about something I could have done the next situation. And this communication error is basically just not really paying attention or not really listening. Because you say you can be listening, but you're not really listening. Like, you're not, like, you're not all the way there. Your mind's somewhere else. And that's, sometimes it happens. I'm not going to say everyone's perfect, because I know I'm not perfect. So that's why I say we can work on better things. It's something I need to work on myself, but other people need to work on it as well. And that's why I'm talking about communication today. And then I can talk next real subject is instant satisfaction. Like, you have a lot of people who want things now. There's no problem with wanting something now, but sometimes you have to be patient. You have to communicate with the other person just to understand what they want to speak, like what they're based on. You have to wait till everything is correct for you to say things. And sometimes you might push an issue really fast. You might throw someone off and be like, hey, wait a minute, this isn't right. Like, why are you pushing me like this? Like, back up a little bit. I need space. Like, you just met me. Or even if you've known somebody for so long, you can have a friend that you've been crushing on or been trying to date, or you guys got something going on for a certain amount of time. So then you're trying to figure out what's going on. But this one is for the instance. So now this is being said, like, there's a lot of people. I can't even say there's a lot of people. Well, that would be lying, because there is a lot of people who have this, because this is how they are and they mold themselves to be like this. But there's nothing wrong with it. But sometimes when you communicate the wrong way, it kind of throws everything off, because sometimes you might want to be the person that you always want them to be. Like, you stop everything you're doing to do it to go, oh, I need help on something. They'll be quick to first people to help you. You like, it's like whatever, they'll jump to your needs before they jump to themselves. So they like to protect things in themselves. So sometimes they handle everybody else's problem but their own. But that's something else besides innocent satisfaction. There's people who just put other people in front of them just to have them themselves satisfied and have other people satisfied. So that's kind of like, yeah, maybe I should take a step back and just listen to myself sometime, because sometimes you'll tell yourself, like, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm not going to reply back to them. Maybe I should hit them up later, or I'm not going to answer their phone calls. But when it's you on the other line, you want to be sure that, oh, I better have, like, they better always answer the phone when I text. They better text me back. You better call me back, or whatever you want to put it, continue to. So with that being said, it's a little more to this than the eye discovers, because there's people out here really, really like this, and they base their lives like this. Like, they want everything now, right here, right now. Then complain about when they don't get their way. So it's just like, maybe you should come talk to me about our problems, if it's something to do with us, or just something that you don't like about what's going on. That's simple communication. It's just like, you want to have somebody consistent with you. Consistent is big ass communication, because you don't want somebody who's going to be in and out of your life when they're going to come around when they need something and don't come back until they feel like, oh, maybe I should go hang out with them. And unappreciative, basically. So, and then there's people like that. It's like that. They want to be, everything is on someone else because, oh, I don't feel like I should pay, or I don't feel like I should have to do anything because, oh, they don't, like, I'm free to do whatever I want. So you got those people who think that, like, living like this is okay. And it was cool back in the days where you didn't know better. But now they're just like, once you turn, like, once you get out of the 18 and once you start turning 21, like, I feel 21 is still young. So for all you people that think you're on 21, oh, you're not. You're still a young fail. Unless, well, I can't say that, because there's 21-year-olds who have their own place, their own cars, and they pay their own rents. I applaud that to any of you that are listening and are young and got your stuff together. I applaud you. But at the end of the day, you still have a young mind. You still got a lot to think about. You still think about things that you couldn't be thinking about earlier. But once your mind is mature enough to see things for what they really are, then you will become then you will understand a lot of things that I talk about, that other people talk about. Just, they want you to see. Sometimes you got to listen. People speak to you and tell you little stuff about yourself that you have more potential than you're putting out. But you're still doubting yourself. You're still thinking high and mighty about yourself. But there's always the low amount. You're on a scale and you're trying to figure out how to balance yourself out. But you're uneven still. And you're really just, when it comes to this right here, stop doubting and doubting, because your consistency isn't there fully. So if you want somebody to be consistent with you, you got to be consistent back. It's like your communication skills. You can't have one out one or without the other, because you plan on talking to someone, but you plan on talking to multiple people. So it's just like you got to be consistent with somebody. You got to have communication with one of these people. So you're not really sitting here telling yourself, well, I'm not going to talk to him because I am more interested in this person. But how do you know if that person is not interested in you and you don't give them the chance? The person that you're not giving the chance might like better at the end of the day. It's just looking around and how everything is going. So the people you communicate with the most are usually most wishy-washy factory in there, and you need to kind of clear it up. Maybe you should just go into detail, be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking to someone. Like, how hard it is to say you're talking to someone. Like, it's perfectly fine to just be like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to someone, if you don't mind. I don't want to be, like, rude about it. So I felt that I should tell you that I respect you enough to tell you. That's called communication. And your consistency is just like, the person is either going to be like, oh, yeah, nah, it's cool. I already knew what was going on. Like, because when you were lacking your communication, you weren't replying back to anything I said. I was inviting you to dates. You were like red or just not replying at all. So it's just kind of like that. When you start lacking communication, you being consistent hasn't been there. So it's just like it gives them already a thought in their head, either like you're busy or you got some other things to do. Like I tell people, it takes 0.5 seconds to send a text to say, hey, I'm going to be pretty busy with work, school, etc. Is there a way I can talk to you later? To give it a chance, it's like, let's just go out to talk and do things. But communication, sorry, like for anyone who's shaking their head, be like, nah, that's not true. Like, no, your communication is going to be with the person you want to actually try the most with. And going from there, it's like there's communication and like civic, really anything about. And it's just like, all right, I got what you're saying, so I'm going to actually reply because I understand what you're talking about. Even if, like, on Facebook, communication is the same way. You've been like post, and now you're like, oh, I got the opinion. Such as I'm going to win. And be like, they're going to disagree with you. And sometimes you really got to get to that point where you're there with your communication skills. And there's a lot of bads to that too, about bads from communication, not to that specific topic I was talking about. But the bads of communication, just the lack of everything, where you just don't care, but you want everybody to be on your side. I kind of spoke on this earlier because it's the bad parts of communication. In any relationship, there's bads in communication. This is the stuff people lack at. And honestly, to people who lack communication, they just don't care, honestly. And there's no saying that, oh, I do care. If you did care, you would let me know. You would have kept everything real with me from anything. And it's just, like, if you don't want to talk to me, just say no. Like, how hard is it to say no? Like, everybody's at that point in time where saying no is not the worst thing they're going to tell you is no. Like, if you try to talk to a girl or talk to a guy, I'm like, oh, do you have time to talk? Like, no. Are they going to say yes? Like, oh, I have a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend. Okay, thanks. I just wanted to talk. And that goes a long way. That's still communication. So, like the same thing said, like the worst thing you can say is no. And you kind of get used to it. Once you do it enough, then that just gives you confidence to do better, see what you lack at. Maybe your approach is different, then still coming from communication. And then so back to bad in communication. Like, yeah, lacking everything from communication, it could suck, but that goes a long way. Like, you're not able to do things the way you want them to. You got few friends because the friends you have, they're just like you. And you may think about it, you're just like, man, why are my friends just like me? Because I suck at communicating. And basically how we hang out is we just leave each other on red. We might Snapchat each other. We might, I don't know, like, it's hard because like I do believe in everybody you surround yourself with is similar or some way trying to, or somewhat similar or somewhat like you, or if not exactly like you. You're the person that could have been your brother or sister, but they're a friend that you met, because friends do come around like seasons. Some people may come in your life for that one moment that they just have a regular conversation. They open your mind up to something. You got those friends who are your mainstream, like they're going to help you get through everything in life. You're going to have them talk to you about everything. And you got those friends who just come by, like you thought they're going to be the person that they're going to be like one of your good friends for a very long time, but they were in the moment kind of friends. So they were in your life at the time that you needed them the most. And that goes for everybody that you meet down the line. So, and that's all through communication, because if you weren't able to speak, how would you communicate? Because deaf people, they use sign language and they still communicate with the sign language. So there's no way you can tell me you can't communicate. You can't even say, oh, how's your day going? Like that takes 0.5 seconds just to shoot that text out. Even if you have an iPhone, Siri, say, hey, Siri, she'll text it for you. So it doesn't take nothing. So everybody who has excuses, it's just an excuse because they really don't want to, or they don't love you yet, or something similar. And I'm just trying to figure out why. I kind of question myself about everything, to think about it. Then I just talk about it. So, and that goes a long way to body language as well. Like your body language is the same thing as communication. Well, it is communication because you don't have to say exactly anything. You can just look at somebody a certain way, move your body, like saying that, oh, I don't really like it. Like, how you know I don't like it? Because I know the way you move. The way you move says everything. And you have to give off. And once you give your energy off, you're just like, wait, something just got weird. Like a weird feeling. It's tense in the room. Not knowing, you're just like, wait a minute, something's off. Then just like facial expressions, the same thing as body language. So you get, especially for me, you really sit there and look at my facial expression. My facial expressions tell you everything. Like I'm a very observant person. So something I don't like, of course, you're going to know it's on my face because that's where everything shows off of. It's your face, the things that most people look at. And the communication there is just like, oh, wow, like, oh, that's funny. Then maybe not laughing, but you just said something like maybe hurtful to me. And I'm just like, I'm not going to be like, man, like I'm going to make a facial expression like, oh, no, what did you say? And that goes for everybody, because everybody makes facial expressions. Either it's going to be a good one or it's going to be a bad one. And nobody likes to see the bad one. Or you just want something. You're talking about something just to get an expression out of somebody, just so you know the truth. And so a lot of people will do something like this. They'll talk about something knowing it's about them. Then they'll be like, wait, did you just say that? Are you talking about me, but not really talking to me like that? It's like subtweets. Like you follow somebody on Twitter and you subtweet them. They're just like, wait, next time at me. And that's like that on everything, like on all social medias, because it can go to a time where you're really just communicating with somebody and somebody says something, but you're not getting the bigger picture. And now they're just like, oh, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say it out. And all of a sudden they see it and like, wait a minute, you're talking about me? In the back of their head. Like sometimes they won't even be like, oh, say something to you. Like they'll just look at it and be like, oh, well, forget about it. Then you got those times where you got actually not the times, like the kind of person it is, like people who are very aggressive communicators where they sit there and talk about everything. And then all of a sudden they do something and then the friends don't like it. And they'll bring it up. Right in front of them, they'll be like, if it's either right in front of them or they're posted somewhere on social media, and then they'll be like, oh, is that about me? Like, you're talking about, if you got something said to me, say it to me from a person. Like, I don't need everyone else to know my business or how you feel just because you're upset about it. Like, come to me if you got a problem with me. And that's communication still. Then it's just like a long way, because communication goes so far, and I really don't understand how people lack at it. But when you're thinking about it, maybe you don't have what they want, or you don't bring enough to your table. You're just bringing the cheese pizza, and that's all you can do is sit at the kids' table for now. Well, sometimes you got to sit at that kids' table and figure it out. Solve that puzzle. Why are you still eating at the pizza table with the kids? So with that being said, it's all about growth, and that comes with everything that I'm talking about. And hopefully I get across, somebody hears this that's been needing to hear this. Because it's just like everything happens for a reason, and that's for everything. That's why people choose to do what they want, because they wake up every day and have to deal with their own lives, and everybody is not supposed to be a part of someone's life. You're either going to be accepted or you're not going to be accepted, and that has to be dealt with. Like, you can't be upset about it. So all you can do is just really go with it, and if it doesn't work, just let it go, because sometimes you either hold on too long or you move on too soon. So sometimes you got to think about that bigger picture, because why would you hold on to something that's not benefiting you anything or helping you get to where you need to be? But sometimes you need to help someone else. They don't have nothing to give yet. So sometimes that sometimes may be the best thing for you. So I don't want to say go out, tell your best friend you don't need the number because that's your best friend. I mean, at the end of the day, if that's your best friend wouldn't do anything to neglect your attention or your communication because that's your best friend. Even like your partner, it goes through the communication way as well. If you see that they're happy, but it's not with you, let them go. If I'm not correct about that, I don't know what is. And that's all through communication. Like, you want everybody to be at their best, even if it hurts you. But sometimes you have to be hurt to grow some more because you can't force anyone to grow. And that's just going for so far. And you sit there and really think about it to yourself, like, my communication skills aren't all the way there. So maybe I should just try, because this society doesn't teach you. They want you to be something that you're not. Like, everybody wants to be a robot. Everything has to be just like that. With the whole, I can't live without my cell phone. Oh, I can't go here. Sometimes you need to put the cell phone down, just go outside. Like, enjoy life. Enjoy what's going on around you. Maybe going around when it's raining, just walk. Sometimes everybody's not like that. Like, everybody wants to take things for granted. Like, nobody appreciates the sunlight, the moonlight, and how everything could go around it. Like, there's just stars. There's so many stars. They're astrology, sorry about that, I had a tongue twister going on, has so much interesting things that's going on there, and it can take everything away just because your mind can go elsewhere by the things you learn. And that can come from communication, because you can learn from somebody else that's talking about these things, and now you got these people's books that talk about these things because their communication skills are able to help them write, to talk to someone else, to get them to talk about these things. And that just goes so much further than what you're able to put yourself out. Like, your perspective on a lot of things may change. But as long as you have good communication skills, there should not be nothing to worry about. And I just really like to talk about communication, because communication used to be a thing I liked at. And I was a little younger, so I didn't really know. But as I'm maturing and getting older and noticing things and looking at and saying things differently, not taking always evasive actions. So sometimes I don't want to react, because I kind of start talking, then I stop, because it's just like everything doesn't need a reaction. I want to say that, because when you're communicating with somebody else, even if it's in a bad way, somebody might say something down on you, and you might snap and be like, look at them like, what? And then you think to yourself, well, I don't need to react to it, because this is what they wanted. That's how fights are started. Do a wrong use of communication. You might say something that I didn't like, or done something that I didn't like, but you would react to it the way you want to react to it. So then every time I get older, I look at stuff, people, like, I know I have an anger issue, and it comes out sometimes. But when you start to look at yourself, and then you see what happened with somebody else, and it's just like you and one of your friends say, that's how you look when you get mad, then you're just like, wow, do I really look like that? And you're just like, nah, I shouldn't be doing that. And sometimes your friend should be the first person to tell you that this isn't good or this is not right. And if you can't have a friend to tell you that, I'm sorry, that person should not be your friend, because maybe, I won't say be your friend, because maybe they want to learn a valuable lesson, but sometimes that lesson, you can learn a lesson and teach something back and happen. Then you're just like, wow. And honestly, because if you're gone, you're gone. There's no extras and extra mans in this life. So you only get one of those. So maybe always communicate might be when just be like, all right, I know this is bad. As soon as you see it going south, just let that one go. And really, that's how you get to know one another, through talking. And that's really all I have today.